I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Insidious: The Red Door, the sequel to the horror franchise, and the directorial debut of Patrick Wilson, who also reprises his role as the father Josh Lambert. He's trying to figure out his horrifying past, back when he was possessed, and now his eldest son Dalton, played by Ty Simpkins, may be in danger once again. In order to end all the horrors these two are experiencing, they must return to the nightmare place known as The Further. There is a red door that must be closed. At least that's what some demons are saying. I suppose Wilson and Simpkins both do some solid work when they reprise their roles, but Insidious: The Red Door never worked for me. It felt too dull and lifeless for us to really be terrified, and often goofs off with some obligatory college scenes because the boy is now at an Ivy League school. If Wilson wants to up his game as an actor by taking a seat in the director's chair, then he needs to do better than succumb to the franchise's cliches. It was scary at first, but each movie, and I skip the fourth one, has lost their touch. 2 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.